Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 15 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. I'd like to take this opportunity to point you to the description below where you'll find two links. One of them will be to our Lenten calendar, and that is a complete listing of all our daily scriptures for the entire Lenten journey. The second link is for our free download. It's a companion download to this series where we go more in depth into the scriptures that we talk about each day on the podcast. With that covered, now my beautiful wife is going to read our daily scripture.
Okay, so today it's coming from 1 Peter 1:18 through 19 from the NIV version. And it says, "For you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." There's so much goodness in that.
Oh, I know. It's going to be really hard to unpack that in 10 minutes.
We get 5 extra minutes.
Right?
There's so much.
There is just an awful, awful lot there to try and unpack. Well, not awful, awful, but...
I know. And you know where I'm going to want to go.
Where's that?
Silver and gold.
Oh, yes.
Because it's going to bring me... It's going to just segue right into the...
Let me guess. Let me guess. Wait, no. Let me guess. It's Acts 3.
Yes. 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 It's amazing. And... it just talks about how, as humans, we put those material things, we at times can idolize those material things or put them before our relationship with Christ.
Maybe I should read Acts 3 so they know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to? Or do you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, please do.
So this verse that we're talking about comes out of Acts 3, verse 6 through 8.
It's one of my favorites. Oh, I say that. I have a lot of favorites, but it's in the top 10.
Oh, I think this is probably in your top 2.
I say that all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, Acts 3. Do you know Acts 3?
And it says, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.' Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's foot and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with him into the temple court, walking and jumping and praising God."
Woo-hoo!
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
This was a man that was lame from birth, had never walked before.
Yep, and he sat there at the temple in front of the gate called Beautiful every day and panhandled.
Yep. Begging for silver and gold so that he could eat.
So he thought that... oh, they were going to give him money. Mm-hmm. And he was all excited about that. But if you read further, he's just so excited. He jumps and everyone's looking at him. And then they're all like, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you performing acts of healing?
Exactly.
But it's my favorite for...
stop and think about the Jews. They walked into that temple every day.
And they saw him every
And they
day.
Walked by him and he begged... every single day for his entire life. So imagine when they see him walking and leaping and praising God in the temple. Can you imagine the uproar?
Because he was
there?
Unclean. He was not allowed to go in there. He was not.
No, I mean, he couldn't go in there.
But I don't think he was allowed to either.
Being lame? I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up.
I think I heard that, but I could be wrong.
But in any case, here's this guy who they've seen at the gate of the temple, knowing that he's lame, and now he's walking and leaping and praising God in the temple court.
And they had nothing to do with it.
So and they're like,
who are these people? What is happening?
Exactly. I mean, that made quite the statement at that time. And I think if we really unpack that scripture, there's so much there. First of all, what did they say to him? They said, we don't have any gold and silver, but what we do have, we give to you. Mm. Notice they didn't pray for him.
They healed him.
They healed him.
Because they had the authority that Jesus gave them.
Yeah. And they didn't say, oh Lord, if it's your will, heal him.
They said, we've got the power.
In the name of Jesus Christ, walk.
Woohoo!
And he walked.
And we all have that.
We do. And what we need to do is get rid of all of the religiosity in our mind and in our heart and just take God at his word.
And stay focused on just drawing closer to God.
Yeah.
And making him...
And spending time in the Word.
The most important thing. I know we talked about if we were to itemize our possessions, mm-hmm. what would be our list? And we talked about things like, you know, house, money, jewelry, fine china. Mm-hmm. I know the Lord's top on my list.
Absolutely.
But I don't know that that always was my mindset. I was in a place at a time where I'm like, I need money. I need money to survive. I need money to this. I need money to that. And I was in such a fearful place, you know, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just knew I needed money. Well, yes, money makes, you know, money buys things. Money buys food. Money buys, you know, the house, the things. But we need to rely on Christ.
Yes. And one of the things that when you start getting into the Word and you start pursuing that relationship with the Lord, you begin to realize that no matter how hard you try, you can never do it in your strength. And that you never were designed to do it in your strength.
No.
That he says, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory.
And it just works out. I know it makes me laugh when you say this. When I'm struggling in those moments, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I start to go to the sky is falling. And you'll say, oh, sure, that's going to dim the lights
of
heaven.
Dim the lights of heaven. Yeah.
If we ask God for that.
Yeah, I think God's going to really struggle with providing that.
And it always happens. I mean, mm-hmm. I can look back over the past 3 years.
Uh-huh.
4 years. 4 years now.
3 years.
4 years we've known each other.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah. Yep. And those moments where we're like, ah, oh, it was a struggle. And then, boom, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Here you go.
Yep.
Here you go. Here's my promise.
And it was always after
we surrendered.
We surrendered. Because until you stop and get out of his way, he won't do anything. He can't. Mm-hmm. You're blocking him because he's never going to override your will. And if you think you can do it, he's going to say, okay, give it your best shot.
I have my popcorn here. I'm going to just eat and watch this show.
Get out the popcorn, Jesus. Here we go. We're going to go through this lesson once again. Yeah. And then when you finally give up and say, okay, Lord, I surrender. I can't do it. I don't see how this is going to work in any way possible. And then you step aside and bam.
It always works.
Yep. It allows him to do what he's wanted to do the whole time. It's just mm-hmm. take care of his kids.
So good.
Yeah. And he does it in such amazing ways.
Yeah.
Way better than we could ever imagine or manufacture on our own.
Mm-hmm. All because of Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, and can I talk about this picture? I have to share about this picture. So this picture, I was on my way to get coffee when I took this picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was driving to Pete's Coffee and boom, I saw the sun rising.
Mm-hmm.
And those were at a church that was on the side of the road, and I whipped over there and took this picture, and I just love it. It's just beautiful. Just reminds me of everything that was given up for us, but that moment was for me. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so, yeah.
Yes. So those of you who are listening via podcast, you'll be seeing this image.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
The image is in the companion download.
No, but it's on the cover image of the podcast. So they'll be looking right at the image if they're looking at their phone.
So it's the
or computer or
the three crosses of Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. So I guess the context of our entire message is today in this particular scripture. So where's your treasure? For where your treasure is, your heart will be. Is your treasure in your bank account, your retirement, your savings, your job, your business? Where is your treasure? You were bought with a price, and it was far more than any silver and gold. And along with that purchase, God has obligated himself to take care of you and to take care of all of your needs according to his riches. Which means in proportion to his riches. I think he's pretty well off.
He is. And it's important to not let that slip, that keeping him at the top. And there's so many ways that you can do that.
All the pressures.
Letting go of those pressures, but having that, you know, I like to call it my jam time, Jesus and me. I know your dad calls it his Devo time. But just having that time that is, whatever it looks like to you, each person's different, so that you're going into, and I'm going to use it quotes, wilderness, whatever that is to you, and spending time with God, you know, and setting up that practice and giving yourself grace. It does not have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a certain way or prescribed, but just getting away from the noise and making sure he's first.
Yeah, and for some people, maybe you need that structure. Maybe you need to feel like you have to do it at a certain time or you have to go into a certain place. And if that works for you, do it. As long as he is the most important and that doesn't become more important.
An idol.
Yeah. You know, 'cause it's really all about spending time with him and developing that relationship, letting him love on you.
Yeah, it's not about counting the steps when you're up and on your walk with, you know, leave the step counter and leave the watch. Mm-hmm. If that's becoming an idol and you're focused on, oh, I need to get, you know, I can talk to Jesus another 5 minutes because I have to get another 500 steps. Don't do that.
Yeah. No. Yep, that's very true. It's impossible to be ruled by two things at once. Mm-hmm. So if you're ruled by the clock, you're not being ruled by him. If you're being ruled by your checkbook, you're not being ruled by him.
I know when I head out and walk the puppies, that's one of the best times I have during that, because I'm just letting them roam, do their thing, enjoying just laughing at them, but talking to Jesus, like sometimes I talk out loud. Sometimes I'm just taking in the sights and listening for that and just feeling the peace. And allowing it to fill me up.
Listening for that still, small voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even amongst the romping of the puppies.
One thing that occurs to me, and I think probably somebody that's listening needs to hear this, God is far more interested in spending time with you than what you can do for him. If you are captivated by him and just being in relationship with him and being with him, it will naturally lead to you doing things for him because you want to help him accomplish what he wants. But being in relationship with him is the key. And that needs to always stay on the very tippy top of everything that we do. Especially if you're in ministry. If that ministry ever takes the place of you spending time with him, you need to step back. Because you're going to run out of steam. You're going to have the old burnout.
Want to pray us out?
Sure. Can I?
Yeah.
May I?
Yeah.
So join with us as we pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much that you paid such a huge price to redeem us, Father, to give us that salvation, that healing, that deliverance, that restoration, that forgiveness of sins that we needed so desperately and that we were incapable of doing on our own. We thank you, Father God, that through your word now we can get to know you and we can get to learn or relearn how to live life in your way. We thank you, Father God, that through Jesus' sacrifice, we now have the privilege of being in relationship with you. Help us, Father, to always keep that our top priority, no matter what craziness goes on in life around us. Help us to always keep our focus on you and drown out the noise of this crazy world around us. Help us learn to be and not just to do. Help us, Lord, to step aside and put our ego in check and allow you to do the things that you want to do in our lives and you to direct our path each step of the way. Give us the courage, Father, to let down our guard and to let you in a way that we've never been able to before. We love you, Lord, and we just thank you so much for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen. You got the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, yes.
Good stuff. Well, why don't we leave him with some perfect peace?
Yes, indeed. Shalom, shalom.
Until next time.
We'll see you next time.